Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, mostly sunny skies, lower 60s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Winds will be from the south between 10 and 15. Tomorrow night, mostly clear, around 40. As we head into Sunday, we'll continue with sun in the upper 60s. Right now, it's 36.
Kansas Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. The remains of a Kansas native, Father Emil Capon, a man recognized for his ministry and service during World War II and the Korean War, were identified according to U.S. Senator Jerry Moran and the Catholic Diocese of Wichita. Moran released a statement saying that he was notified last night that the remains of the Marion County native, a priest of the Diocese of Wichita, have been identified. Father Capon served as an Army chaplain during World War II and the Korean War and was taken as prisoner of war in 1951. Capon continued to minister to Americans as a POW until his passing. The Catholic Diocese of Wichita said the Defense POW MIA accounting agency identified Capon's remains, concluding that he was among the unidentified soldiers buried in the National Cemetery of the Pacific in Hawaii. And much of the Sunflower State waking up this Friday morning to much-needed rainfall. Forecasters say clearer and warmer for the weekend. Mid-America Network News.
Big News, on your side, with accurate, award-winning journalism every day of the week. Join Deb Ferris and Cape First Alert meteorologist Jay Prater weeknights at 5, 6, and 10 for the latest news and weather. Plus sports highlights from all over Kansas with Cape sports anchor Chris Lilly. For investigative reporting, breaking news, and severe weather alerts, Cape News is your most trusted team in Kansas. On air, online, and on your mobile. Cape News, on your side.
As COVID-19 vaccines are becoming available, Americans are eager to learn more, but frustrated about where to find answers. That's why AARP is working to protect Americans 50-plus by making sure you have the latest information about vaccines and the distribution plans in Kansas. Just visit aarp.org/ksvaccine to learn who's eligible for the COVID-19 vaccine in Kansas, when, where, and how to get it, and what you might want to discuss with your doctor. That's aarp.org/ksvaccine. Paid for by AARP.
A 41-year-old Wichita man who police say attacked his girlfriend and her dog with a sword is facing attempted second-degree murder charges. James Brown was also charged yesterday with cruelty to animals and aggravated domestic battery. Police say Brown's 41-year-old girlfriend suffered severe cuts to her hand and back when she was attacked with a 5-to-6-foot sword during an argument with Brown. Brown is also accused of stabbing her dog several times before fleeing. Police arrested him on Wednesday. The woman and the dog are both expected to make a full recovery. That bill before the Kansas legislature to lower the legal age to carry concealed firearms in Kansas from 21 to 18 has won final passage in the Kansas House. The bill's support came mostly from Republicans who say that those under 21 are already eligible to vote and serve in the military. The legislation would require those under 21 to complete a background check and undergo safety training to carry a concealed firearm. The measure passed on an 85-38 vote yesterday. It now goes to the Senate. Mid-America Network News.
When you are not feeling well, the last thing you need is a long wait for a diagnosis. At Community Healthcare System, we've added in-house nuclear medicine to our list of services. Nuclear medicine offers an imaging procedure that helps evaluate organ function and speeds up diagnosis. An in-house service means patients don't have to wait for a mobile provider to arrive. Community Healthcare System offers care at the speed of life. Learn more about COVID-19 safety and our range of services online at chcsks.org.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, Good Friday. Creighton University has suspended basketball coach Greg McDermott indefinitely for using racially insensitive language while addressing his team after a game last weekend. McDermott made a public apology on Tuesday and again Wednesday for urging his players to stay on the plantation after the 14th-ranked Blue Jays 77-69 loss at Xavier. McDermott coached the Blue Jays 72-60 loss at number 10 Villanova on Wednesday night. Assistant coach Alan Huss will serve as interim head coach for the home game against Butler tomorrow. Well-known former state senator Ernie Chambers got his second shot of the coronavirus vaccine publicly on Wednesday to encourage other people to get the shots. The 83-year-old, who was forced out of office in January by term limits, received his second dose of the Moderna vaccine Wednesday at a health care center in northeast Omaha. I'm Rick Everett. And that is a look at your Friday Nebraska news on the Mid-American Network.
Kansans with disabilities and senior citizens are three times more likely to be crime victims. If you are a Kansas senior citizen or a Kansan with a disability and you are a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. Contact us at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. Once again, if you are a Kansas senior or a Kansan with a disability who is a crime victim, contact the Disability Rights Center of Kansas at 877-776-1541 or drckansas.org. We may be able to help you with your civil legal matter. The content of this radio ad is sponsored by the Disability Rights Center of Kansas and this station. It is supported by a VOCA grant awarded through the Federal Office for Victims of Crime as administered by the Kansas Governor's Grants Program. It does not necessarily reflect the views of the Office of the Kansas Governor or the U.S. Department of Justice.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. As of Wednesday, no active COVID cases were reported in Marshall County. Three had been listed earlier in the week, and the numbers are the lowest in months, a dramatic decline from a peak well over 200 cases at a point in November. Washington County rose to 5 active cases this week, up from just 1 a week ago. Nemahal County fell to 8 cases this week, after a recent 3-week rise to 19 last week, from numbers under 10 late January into early February. Vaccination rollout efforts continue as supplies arrive. Area hospitals and care facilities are beginning to allow visitors, with some restrictions in most instances. Hanover Hospital announcing that effective Friday, each patient may receive one visitor per day from 1 to 7 p.m. Marshall and Washington County Sheriff officers earlier this week conducted a joint exercise on responding to missing person calls utilizing a canine in conjunction with drone technology. An injury accident was reported February 11th in Marshall County. Derek Hurling and Hannah Marie Wagner, both of Marysville, collided at the intersection of 13th and Pheasant Roads. Both drivers were transported to CMH in Marysville, where they were treated and released. February 24th, Hollenburg, Hanover, and Washington fire departments dispatched to Fuller Street in Hollenburg for a grass fire. Bond has not been set for a home city woman. Shelby Fredericks, age 29, was arrested by Seneca Police Monday on charges of possession of a controlled substance, possession of drug paraphernalia, possession of THC, and trafficking contraband into a correctional facility. Fredericks remains in custody in Nemahal County. The Kansas Center for Entrepreneurship in Wichita will receive $800,000 to capitalize and administer a revolving loan fund to provide critical gap financing to small businesses and entrepreneurs adversely affected by the coronavirus pandemic in a 15-county region, including Clay, Marshall, Nemahal, and Pottawatomie counties. Nature is the common theme in the March exhibition of the Lee Dam Center for Fine Art. The artwork of Nancy Overmeyer opens Saturday, March 6th, and closes Thursday, March 25th, showcasing her art inspired by the shapes and colors of nature. The Art Center at 201 South 9th Street in Marysville is open Thursdays 4 until 6, Saturdays 10 to 4, and Sundays 1 to 4. Admission is free. The exhibition is sponsored by the Marshall County Arts Cooperative and features two types of Overmeyer's art, gourd art, and printing, with all of the art also for sale. As Severe Weather Awareness Week concludes in Kansas, the National Weather Service reminds that spring storm spotter training will be available only online this spring. A series of sessions are available with details and sign-up on the National Weather Service webpage. The roughly hour-long sessions are all free and open to the public and will highlight severe storms, safety, and related topics. Kansas Attorney General Derek Schmidt is a guest on our public affairs program this weekend as he highlights Consumer Protection Week and ways the public can avoid scams and other illegal operations. Program airs Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY. Richard E. Smitty Smith, age 91, of Wymore, passed away Tuesday. Memorial service is planned Saturday at 2 at the Wymore Church of Christ. Burial in the Omaha National Cemetery Monday. A registration book at the Laughlin Hovett Funeral Home in Wymore, available Friday 9 until 5, with the Laughlin Funeral Home in charge of arrangements for Russell Smitty Smith. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch menu today, citrus glazed salmon, scallop potatoes, Scandinavian blend, and applesauce. Monday, pulled pork on a bun, baked beans, cucumber salad, and lemon fluff. KNDY News Time 7:14.
Like a young boy turns to daddy to swing a bat and ride a bike. Like a young girl turns to mommy to brush her hair just right. Like the wisdom in grandfather's eyes, the perfect gifts that grandma buys. For the life well remembered, Cornerstone Credit works for you.
Selection, value, and service from Cornerstone Monument, Home, Kansas.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system moving across the central southern parts of the United States, bringing that area a little bit of some rain showers, possible thunderstorms. Otherwise, across the upper parts of the Midwest, high pressure system overhead, we're going to see dry weather. And it looks like across the central, east central parts of the Midwest, north of that low, we're going to see sunny skies, dry weather, and we'll continue to see dry weather all the way through the weekend and into the early parts of next week. We won't see a chance of rain showers until it looks like Tuesday into Wednesday, when another low moves through the area. So across the area, becoming mostly sunny, around 60. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. Tonight, clear skies, mid-30s. Winds will be from the east between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly sunny skies, upper 60s. Tomorrow night, clear, around 40. And Sunday and Monday, mostly sunny skies. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature early March, 53. Record high in this state, 84. The average low, 27. Record low is 2 degrees below zero. Sunset this evening, 6:24. Sunrise in the morning at 6:54. 37 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Friday, the 5th of March. KNDY News Time 7:16. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Ribs or burn-ends? Burn-ends or ribs? Gotta have them. And Bite Me Barbecue has them. Get yours today, as well as pulled pork, brisket, and smoked sausage. Bite Me Barbecue, open Tuesday through Saturday, 11 to 7. Dine in, carry out, or have them cater.
Join Bite Me Barbecue for a benefit lunch for Tori Butler toward medical expenses this Sunday, March 7th, serving 11:30 until 2 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Pulled pork sandwich or three-piece barbecue chicken meals with baked beans, cheesy taters, $10 donation per meal, please. This Sunday, 11:30 until 2 at St. Gregory's Church Hall, Marysville.
Halfway through the NBA season and Creighton's men's basketball coach suspended. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. The Wizards closed out the first half of the NBA season on a high note.
Hachimura's second free throw, up the back of the iron. Battle of rebound, Westbrook going after it. Beal grabs it. Beal gets out of the lane, 4 seconds. Beal into the center circle, 2 seconds. They're not going to foul him, and the Wizards are going to win. The ball goes in the air, and the Wizards escape.
The call on WFED, behind 33 points from Bradley Beal. Washington used an 11-0 run down the stretch to overhaul the Clippers, 119-117. College hoops, after clinching their first conference title in more than 70 years, there was no letdown for number 3 Baylor against freshman standout Cade Cunningham in Oklahoma State.
Here's another steal. Entry pass taken away by Teague. Bears start the break. Butler, 3, corner, yes!
On Learfield IMG College, Jared Butler scored a team-high 22. The Bears topped the Cowboys 81-70. Creighton's men's basketball coach Greg McDermott has been suspended after making racially insensitive comments to his players. McDermott addressed an apology he issued earlier in the week.
I made an awful mistake, and I understand the mistake that I made. And when you make a mistake, sometimes you're not only disappointed in yourself, which I obviously I'm extremely disappointed in myself, but the pain that I caused our players.
McDermott later wrote on Twitter that he accepts and agrees with the school's decision to suspend him. Two-time Super Bowl champion quarterback Ben Roethlisberger will officially be back with the Pittsburgh Steelers for the 2021 campaign. ESPN Steelers reporter Brooke Pryor says the terms of the deal have not been disclosed.
We don't know if this is a one-year deal or if it's something where he got a restructure, an extension with voidable years on the back end.
A source told ESPN Roethlisberger has accepted a $5 million pay cut to $14 million in his final year. This is Rich Cantu.
Thursday night semifinals in sub-state basketball saw the Hanover Lady Wildcats advance over Blue Valley 72-38, while Wetmore held off Lynn 34-30. Hanover and Wetmore girls meet Saturday in Axtell. Frankfort Lady Wildcats fell for a second time this season to Donova West 57-55, ending the Cats' season at 16-4, while D. West moves on to face Clifton Clyde, who knocked off top seed Jackson Heights 45-36, handing them just a second loss this season. Valley Heights boys lost to top seed Valley Falls 55-33, as Valley Falls moves on to Saturday night's championship and will face Riverside, who took Mar Hill 56-47. Finally, top seed Nemahal Central girls took Jefferson West 60-37, and second seed Sabetha beat Royal Valley 44-41 in Class 3A. Friday night sub-state semifinals at Axtell. Boys action, Lynn versus Wetmore at 5:30. Axtell hosts Hanover at 8. Both games live on KNDY FM 95.5. At Centralia, Frankfort and Troy boys tip off at 5:30. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde boys at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights. Washington County Riverside girls at 5:30, Valley Heights hosting Horton girls at 8. Class 3A at Sabetha, Marysville Pleasant Ridge boys at 5:30, Royal Valley and Jefferson West tip off at 8. Marysville game live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
Like everything around us, agriculture and rural living is changing. Kansas Farm Bureau's Farm Weekend brings you the stories, the voices, and the passion of farm families living and adapting to these changes. Farm Weekend on KNDY, Farm and Home Information Radio, a service of the Marshall County Farm Bureau Association.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A recent farm futures survey found why farmers feel threatened by potential policy objectives under the Biden administration. The survey shows nearly 9 out of every 10 farmers believe taxes will go up in a Biden administration. Another 71% believe WOTUS will be overturned. Only 22% believe markets will stabilize with a new trade strategy. 4 out of every 5 farmers believe there are fewer government ad hoc funds that will be made available to agriculture. One farmer told Farm Futures he's worried about everything in the survey. The publication points out to the unease in farm country about feeling similar to farmer attitudes after President Obama was elected. While farm organizations and lobbyists engage with new political leaders on the Hill, it may be some comfort to remember that when it comes to ag policy, usually the worst doesn't happen, but you need to be prepared for changes, according to Farm Futures analyst. And the Biden administration yesterday announced it's suspending some tariffs on the U.K. as the U.S. seeks allies to counter growing threats from non-market economies like China. The EU, when it was part of the European Union, was a party to the European WTO challenge against U.S. subsidies for Boeing. The EU hit last year with WTO-sanctioned tariffs that targeted U.S. commodities like cheese and wine, but the U.S. was levying its own tariffs to the EU to punish it for subsidizing Airbus. While the impact of the U.S. lifting tariffs on some British products may have little effect on American farmers, it shows that the Biden administration is following through on promises to amass the support of allies before it confronts China, which currently maintains billions of dollars worth of tariffs on U.S. ag commodities, many of those tariffs not currently in effect as a result of the Phase 1 deal struck between the U.S. and China in February of last year. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
The 30th annual Boyer Limousine and Limflex production sale will be Sunday, March 14th, 1 p.m. at the farm, Liberty, Nebraska. Selling 18 age-advantaged and 2-year-old bulls, 19 spring bulls, and 20 open heifers. View their catalog online at dvauction.com, and you can watch or bid for free. Real-time and proxy bidding available. For additional information, contact Jay or Carol Boyer at jboyercattle.com. Boyer Limousine and Limflex Production Sale, Sunday, March 14th. Sale preview Saturday, 3 to 5, at the farm, 3.5 miles east of Barnston.
This is the Larry Steckline Reports on Mid-America Ag Network.
Now, you all know about Beyond Meat. They started out with this fake meat back a year or so ago, and Beyond Meat shares, listen to this, gained 65% last year. 65%. How'd you like to own stock that did that? How about your cattle? Wish they'd go up 65% if you were selling. PepsiCo was only up 1% during that period of time. Now they're together. That's right. PepsiCo and Beyond Meat are forming a joint venture to develop and sell snacks and beverages made from plant-based protein. So here we go, friends. What are they going to do with it? But I got to tell you, I'm not totally wrong about my thought process on Beyond Meat. They may have gone gangbusters at the start because their story was great. And they used the name meat more than they should have, in my opinion, until I think they were shut down some. But in any event, Beyond Meat did not do so well the last 3 months. Their stock price has not been overwhelmingly on the upward side. So all in all, the goodie may be over there, but probably not. There still will be a pretty good amount of people that'll be trying it or buying it. In any event, now PepsiCo, part owner of that deal, doesn't make for less concern by those of us in the red meat business. Just thought I'd bring that up to you. By the way, USDA temporarily suspended debt collections, foreclosures, and other activities on farm loans for several thousand distressed borrowers due to coronavirus. More on that later. See you on the next Steckline Report.
Join Alcove Cattle Company and Spring Hill Herefords for the annual On Target Bull Sale, Saturday, March 20th, beginning at 1 o'clock at Blue Rapids. Selling Hereford and Angus with 36 Hereford bulls, 23 Angus bulls, 20 Hereford first calf pairs, 10 Hereford and 8 Angus heifers. The On Target Bull Sale through Alcove Cattle Company in Spring Hill Herefords, Saturday, March 20th, 1 p.m. at Blue Rapids, Kansas. Go online at ontargetbullsale.com for more details.
Why would you want to practice gender discrimination when planting this spring? We will share one reason today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Friday, March 5th, the 64th day of the year. Actor Jack Cassidy was born in 1927, and the hula hoop was patented on this day in 1963. If springtime allergies throw you for a loop, here are some things to keep in mind when sketching out lawn and garden plans. As a general rule, more brightly colored flowers are less allergenic. They tend to be pollinated by insects with sticky pollen that stays inside the flower. And here's another tip. Ask your local nursery about plants that come in both male and female genders. Only male plants produce pollen, so your nose should have a little quarrel with female varieties. You can practice gender discrimination with spice bushes, American hollies, and persimmons, just to name a few. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online at almanac.com.
729 from KNDY, 36 degrees now. Highs around 60 on tap for today, heading into a pleasant weekend. Highs near 70 both Saturday and Sunday.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Friday. Marcus Garrett scored on a driving layup with 22.4 seconds to go, and John Harris added a pair of clinching free throws as number 13 Kansas overcame a 15-point second-half deficit and beat UTEP 67-62. David McCormack scored 13 of his 18 points in the second half. Okjai Gbaji had 19 points as the Jayhawks avoided a rare second loss in Allen Fieldhouse this season in what was supposed to be a Big 12 tourney tune-up. Bryson Williams led UTEP with 23 points and 13 rebounds. KU football head coach Les Miles was banned from contacting women students after an investigation in 2013 while he was coaching at Louisiana State University. USA Today reports Miles was also accused by staff from the athletics department of saying female student workers who helped the football team land top recruits had to be, quote, attractive, blonde, and fit. USA Today reports this is a continually developing story. Mid-America Network Sports.
Come Tuesday evening, in the Axtell 1A girls substate advanced to the championship Saturday. Hanover rules past Blue Valley 72-38 in the nightcap, and Whitmore took Lynn in the opener 34-30. 10 Lady Wildcats scored for Hanover, led by Keegan Atkins with 24 points, 22 of those in the second and third quarters. Steph Tessalosi scored 11 points, Hanover posting a 72-38 win with a running clock in the fourth quarter. Cats go 14-5, ending Blue Valley season at 5-14. Just three players scored for the Rams, led by Brianna Young with 14. Landry Zoller adds 13. Whitmore held off a Lynn fight 34-30 in the opener. Lynn had a lead late in the ballgame, but Whitmore would go ahead on 7 of 10 fourth-quarter free throws. They were led by Reagan Osterhaus with 12 points, improving to 16-6. Lynn's season comes to an end, led by Faith Beichman with 14. Bulldogs end their campaign 10-11. Wetmore 34, Lynn 30. Hanover and Wetmore tip off Saturday at 2 from Axtell. We'll have it live on KNDY-FM 95.5.
Thursday night semifinals in substate basketball saw the Hanover Lady Wildcats advance over Blue Valley 72-38, while Wetmore held off Lynn 34-30. Hanover and Wetmore girls meet Saturday in Axtell. Frankfort Lady Wildcats fell for a second time this season to Donova West, 57-55, ending the Cats' season at 16-4, while D. West moves on to face Clifton Clyde, who knocked off top seed Jackson Heights 45-36, handing them just a second loss this season. Valley Heights boys lost to top seed Valley Falls 55-33, as Valley Falls moves on to Saturday night's championship and will face Riverside, who took Mar Hill 56-47. Finally, top seed Nemahal Central girls took Jefferson West 60-37, and second seed Sabetha beat Royal Valley 44-41 in Class 3A. Friday night substate semifinals at Axtell. Boys action, Lynn versus Wetmore at 5:30. Axtell hosts Hanover at 8. Both games live on KNDY-FM 95.5. At Centralia, Frankfort and Troy boys tip off at 5:30. Centralia hosting Clifton Clyde boys at 8. Class 2A at Valley Heights, Washington County Riverside girls at 5:30. Valley Heights hosting Horton girls at 8. Class 3A at Sabetha, Marysville Pleasant Ridge boys at 5:30. Royal Valley and Jefferson West tip off at 8. Marysville game live on AM 1570 FM 94.1.
KNDY.
There's a place in your heart nobody's been. Take me there. Things nobody knows, not even your friends. Take me there. Tell me about your mama, your daddy, your hometown. Show me around. I wanna see it all. Don't leave anything out. I wanna know everything about you. Then, and I real kiss, your first true love. You were scared, show me where you learned about life. Spend your summer nights without a care.